I'm shaking my head ruefully reading the newspaper. Can't believe that the guy that bombed the World Trade Center was that adamant to get his deposit back on the truck he rented. Unbelievable. Do you think he could possibly have acted alone? Could somebody that dumb have figured out how to wire that truck with all that? Could he have gotten all the dynamite and all this? There had to be other people involved. I mean, he would have, in essence, used his own name to rent that thing. And now what is he? I mean, now...
Now he's
just squealing. Along with everybody else that was involved with it. And, well, they should be.
Just take a rattle.
That's what the FBI said when they showed up at his place. He's making a big scene at the rental car place. He even had the chutzpah to say, well, the tank was full. Do I get my $25 discount for turning it in with a full tank? This is him in the jail downtown, and he deserves to be. I mean,
no.
Yeah, yes. I think you can. You got anything you can say?
No.
I didn't think you wanted to say anything because you've become the squealer.
The squealer.
That's right. FBI. Can you imagine the guys in the FBI getting in that hole there underneath the World Trade Center and sifting through all that wreckage? And they found that tiny little plate with just a part of the vehicle identification number on there.
Now let you just
traced it to the rental car place.
Drop them pants.
And they find this guy who'd been giving them trouble for days. What do you think of
Squealer.
You have any comments? No comment. You don't have to give us a comment, but, you know, you can talk to your lawyer. Right. I don't know what you're saying, but keep in mind it can be used against you. It's going to be tough.
Squealer.
So I just thank God they got him, because you know they're going to milk him and they'll get everybody down the line, I guess. Because no matter what country you're from, you understand the art of making a deal, shortening your prison time. So anyway, that's the latest on him. I'm sure they'll find out the whole load of them. I mean, the second his cohort saw him arrested, they're probably all on a quick flight to wherever they're all from. Unbelievable. I think I'm going to give up reading the newspaper. It's much more fun talking to the wacky people that call up about unrelated things. Well, they get angry when you read about them. You know, and then that guy in Waco is still there. And then the Hollywood people, by the way, are flocking to make movies already. He's not even out of there. They're making a movie about it. A miniseries, if it keeps up this rate. The only thing that would make this guy a little more possible is somehow he could get Amy Fisher in there with him. And then they could have the Amy Fisher connection. I mean, it's nuts. I read the paper. I just sit there staring into space, talking to the wacky people that call me up. Because the news drives you nuts. Stopped even watching that. The news, the first four stories are annoying stuff. Four more people murdered. This thing happened. This thing fell in. This collapsed. This car wrecked. I mean, after a while, they wonder why my blood pressure's through the roof. Hi, it's Grease. What's going on tonight?
Grease Man.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Very well. What can I do for you?
I just called in to say I like your show very much.
Thanks. Where are you headed?
Oh, home.
Really, it's been a long day. You had enough. You had it up to here, huh?
Yes, a very long day.
What kind of work you do?
Sales rep on the road.
On the road, making calls. And then when it snows, you just sit home and smile and dial.
I used to listen to you down in D.C. Now that we're up here, we're glad to hear you up here.
I used to be a sales rep.
What kind of sales?
Oh, I tell you, it was awful. I remember coming home one day. And I said to my wife, honey, give me a big kish. How you been? And she said, oh, your breath stinks. What the hell you been eating? I said, I ain't ate nothing all day long. But if you'd kissed as many tookuses as I have, your breath would stink too. Huh?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Oh, man, the guy's nuts. Grab him. All right, what part of town do you live in?
Oh, I'm outside of Valley Forge.
Oh, man, so you're driving, hating life, schwitzed. Well, you're not schwitzed, you're cold, I guess, huh?
Now I'm coming down from New York.
Got a camel hanging out of your yap, looking out the window?
No. I'm on a car phone, and I'm losing you.
That's all right.
Well, nice talking to you.
Hey, good talking to you. What's your first name?
Steven.
Steven, it's good to talk to you. Not Steve, but Steven.
Yes.
You don't like it when people call you Steve.
Oh, don't matter.
Steve-a-reno.
Steve-o.
Steve-o.
The big Steve.
The big Steve. Steve-dude. Steve-o-rama. You know, sometimes when guys use their full first name, it's almost a little like, you know, maybe they're... You know what I'm saying? When a guy's Robert instead of Bob or James instead of Jimmy, you almost wonder if there's a little...
Richard or Dick.
You know what I'm saying? Normally a guy'd be Dick, but if a guy says, no, I'm Richard, then you almost wonder a little bit about... Lada! You know what I'm saying?
Yes, very much.
But you're going home to the wife, I guess.
As I am, and I'm getting ready to go over the mountain in the Poconos, and I'm starting to break up.
All right. Well, you take care.
Okay.
Appreciate you taking the time to dial me up. Not that it matters. Not that there's anything wrong. People should live. People should love. Let me wad up the newspaper and throw it in the corner. I'm sick of looking at the topicality. Topicality annoys me. I'd rather talk about people in love. Everybody in our town followed with interest the story of the 73-year-old man married a 25-year-old girl. Frankly, they thought she'd kill him on their wedding night. Because she knew what it was all about. And she had a reputation as being a younger unit built for speed. And this 73-year-old guy, while pretty spry for his age, had had a couple of heart operations and I think one mild stroke. She was all over him at the wedding reception. And I have to admit, I joined all the nosy people outside his little cottage where he lived the morning after the honeymoon night. Well, the door opened. Couldn't believe it. The guy comes out wearing his normal tweed jacket, hat tilted at a jaunty angle for his normal morning walk. And then about 10 minutes later, the door opens again and the girl comes out and she's like, looking like she's been rode hard but away wet. Her hair's going in every which direction. Her clothing's torn. There's bruises all around the tatas and tuchus. She's barely able to pull herself out into the street. Her eyes were bloodshot. And she was hideously speckled and smeared. But we all went running up. We said, little miss, what happened? She said, I hate that old coot. I hate him. When he told me that he'd been saving it all these years, I thought he was talking about money.
Into the Night with Nino, the one and only Grease Man Show.
We'll be back in a second. 1-800-544-9294. We'll ask some different questions of Tom Arnold a little bit later on. Stand by for more of the Grease Man Show.